Hello.
Hi, is this Jenny?
Yes, it is. Can I ask who's calling, please?
Yeah, hi, Jenny. My name's Sharon. I think your daughter knows my son, PJ. They're in the same first grade class with Miss.
It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. I mean, informally, of course. Sorry about that. I got your phone number from the class list.
Okay, great.
PJ just loves Sophia, and he would love to have a play date with her sometime.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Great. So maybe next Tuesday?
Yeah, I think we're available.
Cool. I do have one quick question for you. What's your child's status?
I'm sorry, her status?
Yeah. Is Sophie currently seeing anyone?
You're kidding, right? She's in first grade.
Are you both playing like the casual game right now? Like, I like it. I'm saying I like it.
I'm sorry, I guess I'm not on the same page as you are. I don't really understand what's going on.
I probably should tell you then that PJ has already had six girlfriends.
What?
I know. He's like a little playa. We're really proud.
I didn't know any kids were dating at that age. That just seems bizarre.
I mean, I'm just going to tell you, here's the deal. I mean, between you and me, PJ broke up with Bella just yesterday, okay? You know her? She's like the weird one that wears those flower dresses.
That's kind of rude.
No insult on her, okay? I'm sure she gets it from her parents. Anyway, those two, donezo.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, but I think she'll get over it just fine. But it's great news for Sophia. I mean, PJ's available, is what I'm saying.
Whatever it is you're doing, it's really, really sketchy, and you're making yourself look bad.
I mean, I understand you're new to this, but I just want to let you know you're kind of coming across as like a mom blocker.
A mom blocker?
Yeah, I mean, just relax a little bit. It's not that big of a deal. And plus, I've seen Sophia during reading time. She's a strong, independent young woman. She can make her own decisions. Put her on the phone. I'll just talk to her.
Oh my God, I'm not going to put her on the phone. Are you crazy? She is 7 years old. Have you lost your mind?
Yeah, did you hear yourself? 7 years old and she hasn't dated anyone? Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. It's a win-win for your family if we get these two together. First of all, PJ is HOT. That's hot, okay? Hot in the Pokemon Go circle right now.
Listen, I don't know what kind of parent tries to pimp their kid out like this, but I will have nothing to do with you.
Oh, it is not my doing, okay? The pimping is happening all on its own. You should check out his YouTube channel. Are you kidding me?
This is how you're raising your child?
Everyone is raising their children this way. I think you're the only one that's not.
I can't be the only person on the planet that's raising my child as a child. I thought this is a nice school
Okay.
with nice people, but this is
I'm
crazy.
just trying to help your family out, okay? We can take it slow. I mean,
Well, my family doesn't need your help. You're a freaking psycho. You need to leave my
I
family
understand.
alone.
Okay. It kind of freaked me out when he got his first relationship, too. And that's why I'm saying if you're not interested in a long-term thing, it's okay. We can go slow. We'll get a picture of them holding hands together. I mean, it'll be adorable.
It's not happening. There will be no play date. There will be no pictures. Do not come near me
Oh
or my
my
child.
God. When I send that pic to all the PTA moms, they're going to have a field day with it. I mean, your Sophia will be so popular. At least we're awake until PJ moves on, but you know.
Oh my God. I feel like I've lost my mind because I can't believe I'm even having this conversation.
We just hate for a little rumor to come out that Sophia didn't like to share her Legos with others.
Are you threatening me
Oh,
now?
I would say watch what you say because that gets out and try making a play date after that.
I don't want a play date with you bunch of psychos. You're like swingers for kids. You know what? You go ahead and tell people whatever you want. If it keeps you and your psycho friends away from me and my family, then all the better.
Well, I don't think that that will be a problem at all because this is actually all a big joke.
This isn't funny to me at all. I don't know how you could think your son's future is a joke.
No, there is no son. This is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, your friend Nicole set you up. I'm so sorry. It was her idea. She said that there's been some questionable moms asking for play dates recently. She wanted to mess with you.
Yeah, I've been getting some crazy calls, but nothing on par with this, with like PJ and his crazy mom trying to pimp his Pokemon channel.
I mean, but seriously, you should check out his YouTube. It is blowing up.
I'll give him a like and subscribe. Why not?
Cool.